IHOP. No, that's not how I'm going to introduce myself from now on. It's what the pancake chain IHOP wants to be called temporarily as part of a marketing campaign to promote not pancakes, but burgers.
Our 7 new Ultimate Steak Burgers are so burger and good, we're even changing our name to IHOP.
Joining us now is Sam Okus, editor of QSR Magazine, which covers the quick service and casual restaurant industry. Sam, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And people on Twitter have really been piling on about this name change. I mean, Burger King mocked the move by changing its name on Twitter to Pancake King. Was this a bad move for IHOP or IHOB?
No, I don't think it was. It's actually kind of funny to see how much people are piling on. This was really just kind of gift wrapped for a lot of brands. Everybody from Burger King to Red Robin to DiGiorno Pizza was even tweeting stuff. I really don't think it was a bad move. I mean, we're all talking about IHOP, you know, and that's really at the end of the day what they wanted.
But does buzz translate into sales?
I think it should. I mean, I saw that they had 8 billion impressions on social media this week from this marketing campaign. So imagine that. I mean, 8 billion impressions, all the eyeballs they're going to get in front of. I absolutely think, at least in the short term, it will probably drive people into the restaurants.
And how competitive are they going to be in the burger space, which is getting very competitive now?
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly not going to own this market. But when you think about the fact that IHOP does about 50% of their business in breakfast, and then the rest of that's between lunch and dinner, what they want to do is bump lunch and dinner. And so I don't think they're necessarily out to own the burger market. But if they can at least bump their lunch and dinner business, then I think they can call this a win.
Meanwhile, another publicity stunt from Domino's, which has been getting buzz on social media with its Paving for Pizza campaign. The company is actually sending out trucks to fill potholes in some cities, saying it wants to help ensure a smooth delivery for its pizzas.
If your drive home is rough on pizza, tell us at pavingforpizza.com so we can fix roads across the country.
Sam, what do you make of this one?
You know, this is kind of interesting because Domino's has been on an absolute tear for almost a decade. You know, ever since 2009, when they said very publicly that they thought their pizza sucked,
right.
They have just been they've been cruising. And just this year, they overcame Pizza Hut to become the number one pizza brand in America, which is really just astounding to see how far they've come. So for this campaign, I thought it was a little unusual. But, you know, Domino's is really trying to be the pizza brand of choice for Americans. And so, hey, if they can pave some roads and make it easier access, then all for it.
But it made me wonder whether they are feeling some pressure from DoorDash, from Uber Eats, from some of these delivery services that allow people to order in from any place, not just a pizza place, and they want to remind their customers that they're known for delivery.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, since the 80s, Domino's has really owned delivery. It's primarily a delivery chain. And yeah, there's a lot of competition there now, too. And so not only with this Paving the Roads program, but also a couple weeks ago, we saw that they did their Hotspots campaign where, you know, they opened up public spaces for pizza deliveries so you could find a hotspot and get your pizza delivered to a public space. And, you know, that absolutely is a reminder to Americans that if we want to go do delivery, which we increasingly do, they want Domino's to be your first choice.
That's Sam Okus, editor of QSR Magazine. Sam, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And Sam joined us by Skype. So your thoughts on IHOB and Paving for Pizza at hereandnow.org.